From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. After weeks of Brighton Park residents rallying against a plan to build a migrant base camp at 38th in California, Alderwoman Julia Ramirez says the city is moving ahead with construction first thing this morning. The plan is to build a massive winterized camp to house 500 migrants and at some point as many as 2,000. But now there's new concern. The Alderwoman told residents in a letter over the weekend that leftover toxic metal is in the soil underneath the lot. A spokesperson for the city of Chicago says an environmental impact study was done and the results should be released later this week. And more than $20,000 have been raised for the family of a Chicago police officer who died while off duty. 35-year-old Edwin Espinoza was driving yesterday morning when his car crashed on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. He later died at the hospital. Espinoza's family says he was deeply loved by his large family and friends. The money raised will go towards his funeral cost. And today, the trial against Ed Burke, Chicago's longest-serving alderman, will pick back up. The federal corruption case is focused right now on allegations he pressured a Burger King franchisee in his old ward to become a client of his law firm in exchange for political favors. The fast food owner only got a green light for a city construction permit after promising to hire Burke's firm. But in the end, he never hired the firm. Burke's team says that makes this a very thin case of extortion. The case is expected to last until Christmas. And today is Cyber Monday, and the online shopping holiday could generate up to $12 billion in sales. If so, it would set a record. As for Black Friday numbers, in-store and online sales were both up this year. Adobe Analytics reported a record $9.8 billion in products sold online. That's a more than 7% jump from last year. Another report found traffic inside stores rose around 5%. Your forecast today, a very cold start to the week with partly cloudy skies and wind chills in the mid-teens. We should hit a high around 28 degrees today. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.